WeatherCheck.com.
I'd rather leave while I'm in love at AM 1390 WCAT. I'd rather leave while I'm in love. Monday morning in New England, Rita Coolidge, rather leave while I'm in love. 38 degrees, occasional showers, high today in the low 50s. 38 degrees of WCAT, Steve Sawyer on your Monday morning. The Orange Community Band holding a bake sale in the lawn of the Levitt Machine Company on East River Street on Saturday, April 2nd. The sale will begin at 9, and it'll feature pies and cakes to take home, as well as portable munchies to enjoy while waiting for the rat race. Rehearsals begin earlier this month for the band's 50th annual Pops concert, by the way, which will be held May 7th. Now, director Anthony Bosco has announced that members and friends donating baked goods for the April 2nd sale should leave them with him or Elaine Gertens, Maureen Hamels, or John Tandy's on Friday evening. Another reminder from AM 1390 WCAT, 709 with Steve and the Carpenters. Boy, I need to be in love. Ain't it the truth, man? WCAT Radio. Carpenters need to be in loves. 12 minutes after 7 on the Monday morning edition with Steve. Another rundown on cancellations. That's school union number 18 in the towns of Warwick, Northfield, and Burniston. They have a one-hour delay. Leiden has no school today. The town of Leiden has no school today. It's been canceled. And Pioneer Valley Regional School has a one-hour delay. And that's all we have for cancellations and or delays this morning. Everything else is open and running smoothly and on time 13 minutes after 7. You know what happened about 4 years ago today? Early in the morning, a series of mechanical breakdowns designed flaws and human mistakes at Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island started the worst nuclear accident in the nation's history. Now, right now, today, this plant is still the center of controversy. Thousands ran in fear from the area in Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island nuclear plant after the 79 accident. Now some people plan to run a five-mile race around the plant's cooling towers and reactors. Interesting, though, the April 30th events called the TMI reactor run-by. The race's sponsor says it's an effort to show that, in his words, the island isn't bad. Isn't that neat? Man, I wish I could be in that. I used to run all the time, and I don't do much anymore. 14 minutes after 7.
Urge once in a while. Stop at Howard Johnson's. Have one of their big breakfasts.
I would love to. Do you know how hard it is to go in there and work every day smelling the omelets that are cooking in the kitchen?
I imagine.
I'm telling you the truth.
I imagine.
The aroma fills the entire kitchen of fresh cooked bacon and sausage.
That's how they keep you out of there.
Oh, I go crazy. I try to eat one meal a day. I try to eat our lovely salad bar and maybe our scrod, and that just keeps me fit and trim, or so I like to think. But I would highly recommend you to come in and try one of our favorites.
Oh.
Our breakfast favorites, which, of course, are our omelets.
I was going to say, I have tried them, and they are delicious.
That's right. We offer mushroom and Spanish and ham and cheese and Western and ham and all kinds.
Well, I like the mushroom. The mushroom omelet at Howard Johnson's. That's something special.
That's right.
Howard Johnson's here in Greenfield on the Mohawk Trail.
In sports quickly, the Hartford Whalers turned the tables in the Boston Bees yesterday with goalie Greg Millen turning back 34 shots. The Whalers trumped the Bruins 5-1 at the Hartford Civic Center. It helped avenge Saturday's loss at the Boston Garden, where the Whalers built up a 5-0 lead by 15-54 the second period on goals by Greg Adams in the first period and Blaine Stoughton, Mike McDowell, and Mark Johnson and Chris Kostopoulos in the second period. Mike Krzyzewski scored Boston's lone goal at 9:38 of the third period. The Red Sox wound up with the day off yesterday when their game against the Minnesota Twins was rained out over in Orlando. Meantime, the Sox cut their roster to 29 players yesterday by reassigning three catchers, John Lickert and Roger LaFrancis to Pawtucket and Mark Sullivan to New Britain of the Eastern League. That's a real quick check of sports. 7:15 on AM 1390 WCAT.
Penny Lane Barber showing photographs. Penny Lane.
Beatles at AM 1390, 718. And your music right up till 12 noon today with Steve Sawyer and the Seekers.
Hey there, Georgie girl.
WCAT, 36 degrees. Occasional showers today, high in the low 50s. As I said, 36 degrees at WCAT.
Hey,
an individual retirement account at Guaranty Bank. It's the best way to prepare for a secure retirement. It's also a sensible way for you to pay less taxes right now at tax time. Open an IRA at Guaranty Bank before April 15th, and you can deduct the amount of your contribution from your 1982 income. And that can be a real relief. Stop by your nearest Guaranty office today. You'll see how we've simplified IRAs into flexible, convenient plans that can help you now when you need it, and a retirement when you want it. But act before April 15th. You owe it to yourself. Member FDIC. There is a substantial penalty for early withdrawal.
Guaranty Bank is your caliber bank.
Brookside Auto, Brookside Road, Orange, features the following: 20 acres of used auto and truck parts, engine and transmission replacement service, free parts locating service, delivery service, and 24-hour towing. Brookside Auto sells repairable vehicles and will pay cash for your junk car. Call 544-3204 or 249-2827. For towing only, call 544-6216. Brookside Auto, Brookside Road, Orange.
22 minutes after 7 o'clock, good morning with Steve Sawyer and your music. Here's a couple-year-old country tune, Don Williams at WCAT. I Believe in You, Don Williams, 26 minutes after 7. Forecast for the area, Orange, Athol, and vicinity says occasional showers, high in the low 50s, 38 degrees at WCAT. Good morning, Steve Sawyer here. We'll check the news in just a couple of minutes. Pomerantz on Money to Follow. Jerry Vail will take us into news at WCAT Radio.
You give your hand to me. No, you don't know me.
Jerry Vail with WCAT. 29 minutes after 7, I'll check the news next.
We're that neighbor who is always ready to lend a helping hand. We're the American Red Cross. We help when disaster strikes. During fires, floods, hurricanes, and tornadoes. We help with food, clothing, health care, and a place to stay. We help when folks need blood. We help the elderly. We help expectant parents prepare for their baby. We help servicemen and their families. We help veterans get their benefits. We'll teach you how to check blood pressure. We'll teach you Red Cross CPR, swimming, and first aid. We'll help you learn how to take better care of yourself and your family. Join Red Cross. We depend on volunteers like you to help us help. We need people from all parts of the community, of all ages, and with all kinds of skills. People helping people. That's what Red Cross exists for. The American Red Cross. We'll help. Will you?
This is WCAT Orange at 7:30. Moskowitz of Athol with the liveliest, newest fashions. You shop Moskowitz, Main Street in Athol. And good morning. It's 36 degrees. I'm Steve Sawyer. The news being brought to you by Adam Chevrolet Buick. A Presidential Ethics Commission says the private health care companies, local governments, and charities have a role in guaranteeing everyone access to decent care, but the panel says it's ultimately the federal government's responsibility to see that care is provided. The Ethics Commission issued its findings yesterday. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case challenging Arizona's pension system, one that pays women less per month than men. It's the case of Natalie Morris, who says that Arizona's system is unfair. The court's decision could cause changes in the way that many pension and life insurance systems treat men and women. Federal investigators today plan to begin interviewing survivors of Friday's bus crash in Juneau, Arkansas. The accident killed 9 people and injured 29 others on their way to an education convention. Yesterday, hundreds turned out to mourn those killed. More funerals are planned today. The head of the nation's weather services says the central part of the country has become a virtual tornado freeway. Dr. John Burns says that last year 1,022 twisters ripped through the states, the second largest number on record. He says warmer weather increases the chance of a tornado. And I'll be back with the latest area forecast following this word from Adams Chevrolet Buick.
Come on, let's truck at Adams Chevrolet.
Come on, let's truck with Chevy trucks. Truck Chevy trucks today. Come on
into Adams Chevrolet today. We'll get you trucking with a new tough Chevy truck of your choice from Chevrolet USA number one and the area's truck sales leader in 1982 and taking charge in 83. So come on in, let's truck at Adams Chevrolet today.
Come on, take charge. Chevy trucks are number one. Drive a Chevy truck and have some trucking fun.
Time for a check of the New England forecast weather story at 7:32. A traveler's advisory in effect for wet snow today. Maine, Vermont, and most of New Hampshire. In southern New England, the forecast calling for occasional showers. The highs today ranging from the 30s in the northern three states to the mid-50s in the south. Tonight, some showers should continue in the south. Some more light snow is likely up north. The mountains will have locally heavier accumulations. There's also a chance of some thunderstorms throughout New England. Temperatures will fall off to wintry minimums, reaching the 20s up north and the 30s in southern areas. Tomorrow we'll bring an end to the precipitation. Sunshine should break through the clouds. Highs will move up around 50 in the south and 35 to 40 up north. A sprawling low-pressure system covers the eastern third of the U.S. As it moves slowly northeast, its effects will diminish by tomorrow morning. Sunshine will be the result. However, quite cool, high pressure will be with us through Wednesday. I'll be back with the latest area forecast after this.
Hi, this is John Ritter. A good patient doesn't open his mouth just to have his temperature taken, especially when faced with surgery. Ask questions until you understand what sort of surgical procedure is being proposed, its consequences, and why it's necessary. And make sure that the doctor who will perform the operation is a fully qualified surgical specialist by asking whether he or she is board certified. If you want a second opinion, get one from another board certified surgical specialist. This message is from the American College of Surgeons.
7:34 on WCAT for today. Occasional showers, high around 50 degrees. Southerly winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, a 70% chance of showers, maybe some thunderstorms too, low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and highs 45 to 50. Outside the studios now, 29.86, barometric pressure holding steady. It is cloudy and overcast, a little bit of light drizzle, and 37 degrees in Orange. The news has been brought to you by Adam Chevrolet Buick. Our next news at 8 o'clock. Good morning, 21 minutes now before 8 o'clock with Steve Sawyer. It's the Monday morning edition. 36 degrees. Here's the Bee Gees and Dionne Warwick. From the LP Heartbreaker, which was, by the way, produced by the Bee Gees, Robin Morris and Barry Gibb. Dionne Warwick could have taken the long, or actually the short way home. The long way home is, I think, Super Trip. Mr. Billy Joe, love you just the way you are. Back to 78. And it's about 9, make that 11 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. 11 before 8 o'clock on WCAT Monday morning. The 1,200-member Massachusetts Nurses Association sponsoring 3 days of continuing education for registered nurses at Northeastern University's Boston campus coming up March 30th, 31st, and April 1st. That's this week. Now, 50 educational programs have been developed to assist RNs in completing the 10 hours of continuing education mandated by law in order to relicense between the year of 82 and 1984. Now, that comes up again this week, March 30th, 31st, and April 1st at Northeastern University's Boston campus. Another reminder.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. Now, I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's time. Woman sure can be a friend of mine. Well, I keep on thinking about you, sister, golden hair surprise. And I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent. I've been too hard to find. But it doesn't mean.
Make the deal of a lifetime and take home more than you bargained for during Track and Trail Honda's open house. It's an exciting weekend filled with the world's most exciting motorcycles, the 1983 Hondas. Discover what two-wheel performance is all about, and when you're ready for more, Track and Trail Honda is ready to deal it out. Take home a free deck of Honda playing cards and enter the drawing to win a 1982 Honda Urban Express. You can even take advantage of our Redline Super Sale, offering the lowest prices ever on many new 82 Hondas. It's all happening this Saturday and Sunday at Track and Trail Honda, 582 North Main Street, Leominster. Seven before 10 at AM 1390 WCAT. On the phone with me, Deb from Okemo or something like that there.
Yeah, I think it's pronounced Okemo.
Yeah, you think. What'd you get? A lot of snow up there, eh?
Snow country.
Yeah, lots of it.
16 to 20 inches last night.
Oh! Hey, I'm the one skiing.
Winter is back.
Yeah, tell me about it. I thought summertime was on its way.
Nope.
No.
You spring skiers, we're ready for you.
All right. Well, hey, look, nice hearing from you, and have a great life, you know?
Well, thanks.
Hey, really, terrific.
Come on up and ski. It's great condition.
Yeah, well, we'll ski everywhere, man. That means all of northern New England get lots and lots and lots of snow. We didn't get nothing down here, hardly. A little bit last night, not much.
Mm-hmm.
Not much at all.
Well, it's white up here.
Yeah, tell me about it. A little bit white, but not too much down here. Okay, Deb. Well, nice talking to you, and we'll catch you sometime in the future, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Good working with you all year.
Yeah, it's been nice with you, too.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara. WCAT Radio and Steve Sawyer and your music. Tony Bennett on AM 1395 before 8.
Harlem butterfly, the moon got in your eye the night you were born. Harlem butterfly, you listened to the cry of some lonely horn. That combination left you a mark that you'll never, never lose. While you chase some will-o'-the-wisp in the dark, your heart keeps on singing the blues. Oh, Harlem butterfly, the writing's in the sky, you'll come to no good. But I'm not blaming you, I'm certain I would do the same if I could.